The trainer of Monomoy Girl, Brad Cox, nice enough to join us for a few minutes as he gets ready to launch another campaign at Churchill Downs. Brad, thanks for some time tonight. Welcome to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts.
Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
Doing well. All right, let's talk about the big mare. This is not a conventional layoff for a filly slash mare of her caliber. Kind of just take us through what's gone on with the daughter of Tapizar since that win in the Breeders' Cup Distaff back in 2018.
A lot. well, obviously not in the races in the afternoon, but you know, she had a couple setbacks last year, two different attempts. We tried to bring her back, and first time we had an issue with colic, and I believe it was late March, early April of last year. And then as she was getting close, we brought, obviously give her plenty of time for that, and then brought her back in the summer, and she was really close to being ready to race and in the fall, late summer, early fall. And just wasn't traveling quite like we liked. So we just gave her some time off. No surgeries or anything along the way. So that was a good thing. And she came back to us in beginning of 2020, and she's been training really well. So, super happy with how she's moving, how she's traveling. And, you know, she's kept a very consistent work pattern over the last few months, and I think she's ready to go.
When the first comeback gets thwarted by the colic, and then the second comeback kind of gets thwarted by your horsemanship, for the lack of a better term, you just didn't like the way she was going, and you did the right thing, and you gave her the time she needed. Does the idea get thrown around? Well, maybe we shouldn't bring her back. Maybe we should sell her in the November sale. Does that get thrown around? And then on top of that, two-parter here, when the COVID-19 situation happens, is there ever a discussion between you and the owners that where they're calling you and saying, hey, should we just breed her at this point?
As far as last year, I mean, I think that may have crossed their mind, the November sale, but the group of owners, you know, they love racing, and I think they're in it for the racing. They're not in it to breed. I think at some point she will obviously show up in one of the breeding stock sales down the road. But, you know, I never really felt like, I think it crossed their mind last year as far as, you know, putting her in the cell. But, you know, knowing that she was going to need some time off, and just thought we'd give it one more run, and it's worked out real well. As far as the COVID-19 thing, no, that was really never an issue, because she was doing really well. And once everything kind of shut down, she was not obviously ready to run when things started shutting down and racetracks started closing, but she was on the right track and going the right way. So that was really never something we thought about. Once we made this last attempt starting the beginning of the year to get her back, you know, everything's went pretty smooth. And like I said, I mean, you know, I know she's coming off a year and a half layoff, but it wasn't as if she had a tendon or something major with a, you know, or chips or screws put in anything. Obviously, a mare of that caliber has something like that, you're going to retire them. So it's not as if, you know, she was off for a year and a half and, you know, she didn't train for 6 months or 9 months at a time or a year at a time. She, you know, she was in training pretty, you know, two different stints last year for a significant amount of time. So, you know, I think she's got a good base in her.
Yeah, it is an unusual, and that's why everything about the return and the layoff is unusual. She didn't have, like you've kind of chronicled here, she didn't have anything major that keeps most horses away. And more often than not, when you do see a filly miss this much time, a lot of owners would just decide to sell her or breed her. I think it's great that we get to see a filly of her caliber back at the races, especially at a time like this, right, when things are starting to look ahead. You obviously were able to keep it going throughout the winter, another fantastic meet down at Oaklawn Park. And you really seem to, you put the screws to her in the morning. It looks like she's ready to come running there out of the race. It doesn't look on paper anyway. And from the way you are talking, that this is being looked at as a jumping off point. She looks like she's ready to roll tomorrow.
Yeah, she is. I mean, she's setup. I think and I hope, once again, I mean, like you said, a mile or a year and a half layoff is kind of uncharted territory for a horse of this caliber. And a filly, you know, there's always a concern with fillies is this, you know, as they get older, they kind of lose their competitive edge. But, you know, she's as feisty as ever, and she showed all the signs. She showed us as a three-year-old. So, you know, she's put in some pretty good workload at Keeneland and, you know, responded well with some fantastic works and gallop outs and, you know, just moving extremely well. So I'm pretty confident she's going to run well. And, you know, once again, a mile is a tough distance. A one-turn mile, in my opinion, is a very tough distance off the layoff. I mean, you know, Florent knows her very well. He's bruised her a couple times since she's been back going. And, you know, he's super happy with how she feels and how she's doing. So we're excited about her.
I remember when she won the Rags to Riches as a two-year-old and just the third start of her career. And it was the first start on turf. It was opening weekend of the that 2017 of the fall meet after Keeneland wrapped up. It may have even been opening day. It was that Sunday, I think. And I remember she paid like eight and change. And I remember betting on her and just saying, man, she moved well on the turf, but, you know, just on dirt. And it was that one-turn mile. And she's a perfect two-for-two at the one-turn mile, grade one winner with the Acorn. You and Florent Giroux have done so well together in such a short time, right? I mean, you guys have won dozens, hundreds of races together. Year and a half, one turn mile. There looks like there's some other speed in there. She usually does her best work on or close to the lead. What do you do tomorrow? Do you just give him a leg up, or are you giving him instructions? You sending her, do you just give him a leg up and just let him play to break?
I started giving him instructions this morning. we went over the race this morning and, you know, just trying to get a line on, you know, our you know, the pace scenario, how it may play out, where, you know, we feel like she needs to be. And and, you know, once again, I mean, you know, she, that's one reason we started this filly on the turf was due to she wasn't the sharpest thing out of the gate early on. That's one reason we started her around two turns and on the grass. We just couldn't really get her to break quite as well as we wanted to sprint her on the dirt. Obviously, she has come around, and she's a little better. She started racing, she got a little quicker away from there. Actually, in her three-year-old debut, which would have been, I guess you would say that's between, I think, the Goldenrod and the Rachel, that was her longest gap between starts once she started racing. And if you remember, she broke kind of sloppy that day, so she sometimes does get away a little slow. But you know, I think, you know, Florent obviously knows her as well as anyone, so, you know, it'll ultimately be up to him. But, you know, we're hoping that this is going to lead to bigger and better things as the year goes on.
All right, Brad, well, we'll let you get going. Appreciate the time tonight. Best of luck tomorrow. Best of luck going forward. I know you've had a lot of success in your short career at Churchill Downs. Get things going tomorrow. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you down the road. Really, I hope she runs well for you tomorrow.
Thanks, Anthony. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.